USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the biggest clusters of tornadoes to ever break out in the nation's south has left at least 100 people dead in western Kentucky alone. Officials still scrambling to find any possible survivors beneath the rubble, especially in the town of Mayfield, Kentucky, where that tornado that tore through there toppled brick buildings and destroyed both the police station and the fire station. President Joe Biden assuring those affected by the storms,
whatever is needed, the federal government is going to find a way to supply it.
President Biden's already issued a disaster declaration for Kentucky. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee requesting one for his state as well. Governor Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas touring the area damaged there by helicopter, saying it's hard to fathom the scope of the damage. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Dr. Mehmet Oz of TV fame says Dr. Anthony Fauci should be, quote, held accountable for misleading Americans on COVID-19. Oz recently announced a bid for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, running as a Republican, slamming Fauci in a weekend statement to the New York Post. He did not hold back, suggesting the chief White House medical advisor resign. There's been no response from Dr. Fauci to Oz's remarks. The annual Army-Navy showdown on Saturday afternoon saw the midshipmen stun their rivals, Army's Black Knights, 17-13 at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. A few hours later, Alabama's quarterback Bryce Young was named the winner of this year's Heisman Trophy Award.
Thanks to the people around me and to the grace of God, I've been able to make it here, and I'm truly grateful for that. So thank you, everyone, for coming out and everyone watching at home. Have a great night.
And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A dire warning issued by one of the hopefuls for the White House a few years back, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Hillary Clinton predicted Donald Trump would run again in 2024 and warned of dire consequences for the country if he were to retake the White House. In an interview with Today host Willie Geist, she says,
are we going to give in to all of these lies and this disinformation and this organized effort to undermine our rule of law on our institutions, or are we going to stand up to it?
Hillary Clinton is still bitter she lost to Trump after calling more than half of Americans deplorables. I'm Brad Bernards.
The former president himself evaluating President Biden and his administration's performance so far, and Donald Trump says he's not impressed.
We're doing horribly in terms of our image all over the world with the Afghanistan disaster and the border where millions and millions of people are pouring into our country. Now, I think we're at a very low point in our country's history.
And the daughter of Alan Shepard, the first American to travel into space in 1961, has made the trip herself and has returned already, as Laura Shepard Churchley was on board the Blue Origin rocket that blasted off Saturday morning for an 11-minute space ride. Also on the flight was former NFL star and Good Morning America co-host Michael Strahan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.